Angels. We have the National Union of Eritrean Women. My colleague is from the National Union of Eritrean Women, National Confederation of Eritrean Workers, National Union of Eritrean Youth, and many associations, professional associations, and even community associations. These are very cost-effective. International NGOs, we have the international NGOs, UNDP, UNICEF, UNFPA, and what have you from the UN system. Other than that, the international NGOs, in our case right now as it stands, when you have relative peace, I don't think it's cost effective. Therefore, I think we wear the shoes that it fits for us. The running cost for NGOs does not reach to the beneficiary at the end of the day. It's highly expensive, and most of it goes for their offices and their salaries. We feel that we are satisfied with the UN system and with the national NGOs that we have. If international NGOs want to have contacts, like we have, for example, here in Switzerland, SUKE has a connection with associations, with associations, with the NGOs that I informed before. So rest assured that at the moment it's not cost effective. Eritrea is a very low income country, and therefore we don't see any added value for international NGOs. But if we need to have it, when there are certain circumstances that are beyond our control, I think we can revisit. But right now, we don't have international NGOs except the UN system. Thank you. And I give it to the National Union of Eritrean Women if she has some points to add.
Okay, thank you, Madam Chair. And thank you all those who are being a committee for CRC. Sometimes it's good to give some testimony also to clarify the